parental projective identification, the silent abuse that haunts your reality. In the realm of narcissistic abuse, there's a covert and less explored form known as projective identification. It's a psychological maneuver, a subtle yet powerful tool, often used by those with narcissistic tendencies. Unlike more obvious forms of abuse, parental projective identification operates on a subconscious level and has a profound impact on the recipient, the child of a narcissistic parent. According to psychoanalytic thought, what makes projective identification different from simple projection is that projective identification combines elements of both projection and introjection. The projector thrusts their emotions, thoughts, or traits onto the recipient and induces a compelling psychological influence that prompts the recipient to internalize and identify with these projected elements. This twofold nature turns the recipient into an unwitting collaborator in the drama, as they unknowingly assume the projected attributes as their own. It is not just about one person projecting emotions outward, but it binds the projector and the recipient in a shared staged reality, blurring the lines between self and other. Experiencing parental projective identification can be likened to experiencing gaslighting throughout your life. The constant projection of your parents' unresolved emotions, fears, or insecurities onto you creates a distorted reality where your own experiences are invalidated. The result is a pervasive sense of confusion and self-doubt. Just like when you have been subject to a whole life of being told you were wrong, that you have made things up. Over time, you begin to internalize the false narrative, doubting the authenticity of your own traumatic experiences. The insidious nature of this process compounds the trauma, as you start to believe you are the one who made up your trauma, that your parent was indeed fine and good, and it was you who caused your own depression. Thus, breaking free from this cycle requires acknowledgement of the manipulation and a journey toward reclaiming your narrative and trusting in the validity of your own experiences. Narcissistic parents and projective identification. Narcissistic parents, with their specific characteristics, are often more inclined to subject their children to projective identification. According to Heinz Kohut's self-psychology, individuals with narcissistic traits have fragile self-structures and struggle with a lack of mirroring and empathy during their development. Their self-esteem is fragile, so when they encounter aspects of themselves they find undesirable or threatening, they resort to projecting them outward onto others. Narcissists often use projection as a defense mechanism to be rid of parts of themselves they do not want to face. Parental projective identification takes it a step further. It involves projecting and compelling the child to internalize and identify with these projections. The child becomes an emotional dumping ground for the narcissistic parent's psychic materials. Imagine a scenario where a narcissistic parent uses projective identification to cast their feelings of self-disgust onto you. In this psychological ballet, you would find yourself enveloped in self-disgust, thinking it originates from yourself rather than something your parents have injected into you. If you often face criticism for qualities your parent possesses but denies or dislikes, it could be a form of them projecting their own issues onto you. For example, if your parent habitually accuses you of being untrustworthy without evidence, they may be projecting their own trust issues onto you. Or your parent may project their deep fear of rejection onto you by preemptively rejecting you. The subtlety of this form of narcissistic abuse lies in its unconscious nature. As the projector, your parent remains oblivious to their role as the emotional choreographer, and you, as the unwitting recipient, are equally unaware of the emotional script being imposed upon you. Instead of working on themselves through personal growth, therapy, or addressing past hurts, they hand off their emotional baggage to you. Unconsciously, they resort to different tactics, from being critical to giving the silent treatment or neglecting, all to make you believe that their shame and self-hatred are somehow your own. Adding to the complexity, narcissistic parents might unknowingly replay their own childhood stories while raising you. It is like a subconscious replay button, where they make you feel the same way they did when they were growing up, worthless, ashamed, and in constant fear of punishment. So when they criticize, ignore, or show a lack of empathy, they pass on their unwanted shame, urging you to carry and absorb it as your emotional baggage. To put it simply, projective identification is a form of abuse that happens when a parent, as a narcissist, is not able to face their shadow side. Instead of directly dealing with these undesirable parts, they use you as an emotional dumping ground, saying, "I don't want these feelings, you swallow them for me, it is your job as a child to do that for me." They may not be explicitly saying this, of course, but through various tactics, cruel words, cold shoulders, treating you like you are an outcast of the family, they are controlling the family narrative and making you feel the way they unconsciously want you to feel. Healing from projective identification with narcissistic parents. If you suspect you've been subjected to projective identification from your parents and want to address the wounds, you may consider some of the following practices. Self-reflection. Begin by cultivating self-awareness. Pay attention to your emotions, thoughts, and reactions. Developing a keen understanding of your inner world will allow you to distinguish between your authentic experiences and the projections imposed by the narcissistic abuser. Eventually, you can identify the emotional baggage you carry that may not authentically belong to you, but has been projected onto you. Validating your reality. Being subject to projective identification can lead to a profound distortion of your self-perception and sense of self. As a result, you may start to question your reality, wondering if you have made up your abuse. To heal from such narcissistic abuse, you may have to work on reclaiming your sense of reality, refusing to be gaslit, and being told you are a drama queen, that you have made things up, or lying. Through reading or working with a professional, you may also familiarize yourself with gaslighting tactics and the mechanisms of projective identification. Understanding these psychological strategies empowers you to recognize them in real time, making it more challenging for the abuser to distort your reality. Then you can start a journal to document instances of gaslighting or projective identification. Write down your feelings, the events you remember, and any attempts to manipulate or distort your reality. This written record serves as tangible evidence of your experiences. You may also share your experiences with trusted friends, family members, or a therapist. Seeking healthy validation from those who genuinely support you can provide additional perspectives and reinforce the legitimacy of your reality. If you choose to try psychotherapy, try and pay attention to the transference dynamics. The therapeutic relationship may replicate patterns from your early relationships, which gives you an opportunity to explore and rework these dynamics with the guidance of a skilled therapist. Working through shame through reparenting and self-nurturing. Finally, you may want to work on addressing feelings of shame that may have been internalized through projective identification. For someone who has been through narcissistic abuse, the concept of reparenting can be extremely powerful. It means providing your inner child with the care and support they may have lacked. This could involve positive self-talk, acknowledging your feelings without judgment, and practicing self-forgiveness. You can also start by rediscovering and indulging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. Whether pursuing a hobby, spending time in nature, or immersing yourself in creative expressions, these activities can help you reconnect with your authentic self. Here are more simple ideas that help you develop a sense of being your own substitute parent who is capable of loving your inner child the way your narcissistic parent could not. Write a heartfelt letter to your younger self, offering guidance, encouragement, and understanding. Embrace the wisdom you've gained and share it with the person you once were. Craft a visual collage of affirmations, reminders, and empowering quotes. Place this collage where you'll see it daily to reinforce self-love and encouragement. Keep a journal solely dedicated to celebrating your accomplishments, big and small. Reflect on your successes, growth, and moments of resilience. Create a comfort box filled with items that bring you joy, nostalgia, or comfort. Write permission slips to yourself, granting permission to rest, play, or pursue activities that bring you joy without guilt. Your needs are valid, despite what you have been told. Trusting yourself, you are halfway there. Projective identification is an insidious form of narcissistic abuse that could have left a deep wound on your psyche. But here's the hopeful part. Just recognizing that it's happening, you have begun your healing journey. As you delve into your emotions, acknowledging the validity of your experiences and providing yourself with the care you may have lacked in a challenging childhood, you're paving the way toward a brighter future. The emotional burdens thrust upon you by your parent do not define you. You do not owe them any false loyalty or codependency. Importantly, you don't owe your parent false loyalty or fall into the trap of codependency. As an adult, you now hold the power to stand up for yourself and shape your own narrative. You're not tethered to the emotional baggage imposed by your parent. It's never too late to heal from the trauma inflicted by projective identification. By recognizing the patterns, embracing self-care, and asserting your independence, you're reclaiming control over your life. Trust yourself. You are, from now on, the architect of your story, fortified with strength, confidence, and the promise of a more fulfilling and peaceful existence.